بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise. The title of the class is Welcome the Blessed Month. Inshallah, within the coming days, we will be receiving a blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, today we will learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sermon at the month of Ramadan. And also we will learn about the blessings of the month of Ramadan in details. And inshallah, we will also learn how to prepare ourselves for this blessed month, so that we will inshallah receive all its blessings. At the beginning, we will start by learning about the sermon of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, the month of Allah, the High, has come with blessings, mercy and forgiveness. To Allah, this month is the best month. Its days are the best days. Its nights are the best nights. Its hours are the best of all hours. And this is the month which you have been invited to be the guests of Allah. And you have become the graced ones by Allah. Your souls sleep in its worship. Your deeds are accepted. Your prayers are answered. So ask your Lord with truthful intentions and pure hearts that he would grant you success in fasting and reading his book. For that, the unfortunate is the one who forbids Allah's forgiveness in this great month. With your hunger and thirst, remember the hunger and thirst of the Day of Judgment. Give the poor and the needy. Respect the elder. Have mercy on the younger. Be nice and keep in touch with your relatives. Protect your tongues. Cast down from what is not halal for your sights to see, and what is not halal for your ears to hear. Be compassionate and caring for the orphans of other people, so that your orphans would be taken care of and receive compassion. Repent from your sins. Raise your hands towards Allah in dua during the hours of prayers. Those hours are the best hours, and Allah looks at his servants with mercy, and Allah answers their dua if they ask him. O people, your backs are heavy with loads, so make them light by prolonging your prostration to Allah. As Allah promised that he would not punish those who pray and make prostration, and Allah would not worry them from the fire of the Day of Judgment. O people, whoever feeds a fasting believer during this month to Allah, it is as if he has freed a slave and his past sins are forgiven. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, whoever does one religious obligatory deed during this month, it will be equal to 70 good deeds in other months. O people, the doors of the heavens in this month are open, and the doors of the hell are closed, and the devils are in chains. To summarize this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is considered as a glad tidings to every Muslim at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we learn that the month of Ramadan is very precious regarding its hours, its days and nights, because of Allah's grace, who will. In the month of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching about Allah's grace. As number one, Allah will multiply our good deeds, and every good deed in that month obligatory, it will be equal to 70 good deeds. So one day of worshipping in Ramadan is equal to 70 days of the other months.
This is number one. Number two, month of Ramadan. In month of Ramadan, Allah is promising to answer our supplications. So this is number two. Number three, it is the month of forgiving our sins. So actually, sisters, regarding these three blessings, these are the hopes of every Muslim, that my good deeds will be multiplied so that inshallah I will have the paradise as my final destination. My supplications are answered so that all my hardships which I am suffering now, inshallah by the end of Ramadan, inshallah there will be answer from Allah the Almighty, and inshallah this is a gate of hope for every believer that inshallah your supplications will be answered in the month of Ramadan. And also regarding our sins, every one of us wants to get rid of her sins. It is the month of forgiving of the sins. So this is a clarification that the month of Ramadan is a very great opportunity for every one of us to have all what she's looking for to be a reality, inshallah. Also in the month of Ramadan, when the gates of the heaven are open and the gates of the hell are closed and the devil are chained, this is a very good opportunity that we can do good deeds more easily. We are away from the shaitan and inshallah we are guided to Allah. So let every one of us get the benefit of this great opportunity to do good deed, to do dua and to repent to Allah. Regarding the spirit during the month of Ramadan, the spirit also will receive the following blessings. Number one, you will acquire mercy and sympathy through living the feeling of the poor and the needy who fast out of poverty and need. In the month of Ramadan, most of the Muslims, they fast out of obedience of Allah. That is to say, in spite of the fact, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, that we have food and drink, but we stop eating and drinking for the sake of obedience of Allah. But through stopping eating and drinking, we will feel the sympathy to those poor people whom they are fasting out of poverty and need. You will feel the feelings of those for 10 hours or 12 hours. Sometimes they don't have something to eat or drink, and many nights they sleep and they don't have something to eat. So we must actually try to have these feelings, because these feelings are very important for the spirit. Because when you will feel the mercy and sympathy for the poor and the needy, immediately you will appreciate Allah's blessings. You will be thankful to Allah all the time for all what you have, for the food and drink. Most of us actually believe that having food and drink is something which everyone is having. We have the blessing of having the food and drink for granted. We must have food and drink. This is part of what Allah is supplying to every human being. No, this is not giving to every human being. Nowadays there are millions and millions of the Arabs, okay, all over the world, in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, whom they are living very difficult situations, and maybe they don't find the food and the drink. So we must appreciate Allah's blessing, that all praise to Allah, we have the best food and the drink all the time. So the month of Ramadan actually is the opportunity that your spirit will acquire the appreciation of Allah's blessings. Also in the month of Ramadan, it is the duty of every one of us to try to acquire patience. Patience is very important character for every one of us to have, because through patience you can obey the commands of Allah. Through patience you can be away from what Allah forbid. Through patience you can accept Allah's decree. Through patience you can acquire the best manners. So the month of Ramadan actually is also called the month of patience, because you have the food and the drink in front of you, but you are patient regarding eating and drinking. Also regarding the control of the bad manners, for example, the anger, backbiting, pride, all these bad manners, you must be patient regarding having these bad manners during the month of Ramadan. Because during the month of Ramadan, it is not only the fasting regarding food and drink, it is also the fasting regarding the bad manners. So the month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And you cannot be a true believer in Allah, you cannot be a good Muslim, you cannot be a good human being, except when you have patience. So try to get the benefit benefit of the month of Ramadan, it is the month of patience. Try to have a plan for yourself, that myself, it is not only to stop eating and drinking, it is to be patient regarding eating or drinking or saying whatever you want. You stop talking, you stop hearing what Allah doesn't like, and you acquire the character of patience. Also, during the month of Ramadan, your spirit will acquire the feeling of unity and identity. Because during the month of Ramadan, all the Muslims are fasting. All of us, all over the world, in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, in all the places, all the Muslims are fasting. So this will give you the feeling of unity and also the feeling of identity. Also, in the month of Ramadan, it is actually the best opportunity for your spirit to repent of the sins. Repentance of the sins actually is one of the character which you must acquire during the month of Ramadan because of Allah's forgiveness of the sins in the month of Ramadan. So long Allah forgives the sins in the month of Ramadan, so inshallah I will repent to Allah all the time, so that inshallah you can get rid of your sins. During the month of Ramadan, you can acquire generosity, because when you will be generous during the month of Ramadan, you will be rewarded to the fullest in the month of Ramadan. So long I learned that the reward of the good deed is multiplied, so this is actually a stimulation for every Muslim to spend more and more during the month of Ramadan. So actually we pray to Allah the Almighty to give us the opportunity to enjoy all the above mentioned blessings. Let us now learn in more details about the blessings of month of Ramadan. We will start by recitation of the Quran about fasting from the month of fasting the month of Ramadan, or fasting in the Holy Quran. We will recite from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. We will start by verse number 182 to 186. Recite inshallah from verse 183 to 186.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون.
Okay. So we will read from 183 to 185. 183 to 185.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. Fasting for a limited number of days, so whoever among you is ill or on a journey during them, then an equal number of other days are also to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom, a substitute for feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers good, it is better for him, but to fast is best for you, if you only knew. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for people, and clear proofs of guidance in the criterion. So whoever sights the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship. It wants for you to complete the period to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning me, indeed I am near, I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me that they might be rightly guided. It has been made permissible for you the night preceding fasting to go to your wives for sexual relations. They are clothing for you and your clothing for them. Allah knows that you used to deceive yourselves, so He accepted your repentance and forgave you. So now have relations with them and seek that which Allah has decreed for you, the offspring, and eat and drink until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct to you from the black thread of night. Then complete the fast until the night. And do not have relations with them as long as you are staying for worship in the mosque. These are the limits set by Allah, so do not approach them. Thus does Allah make clear His verses to the people that they may become righteous.
So, actually, sisters, these are the verses of the Holy Quran where fasting of the month of Ramadan is mentioned. And actually, Allah is teaching us that fasting is a spiritual and moral act, having a goal to train and teach the spirit to fear Allah and to have taqwa. So the question is, what is the meaning of taqwa? Taqwa means being ever conscious of Allah, always alert about Allah. That is to say, to fear and observe Allah in every saying and act. Taqwa means to fear and observe, to fear and observe Allah in every saying and act. Okay, this is the meaning of taqwa. Okay, also taqwa has a meaning that to obey Allah through following His commands, looking for His reward and pleasure, and to avoid His anger. Again, taqwa means to obey Allah through following His commands, looking for His reward and pleasure, and avoiding His anger. So this is the goal of fasting the month of Ramadan, to obey the commands of Allah, and to fear Allah, and to observe Allah in everything and act. Actually, it is the month for the spiritual, for the spirit to live close to Allah, to feel the link with Allah, and to obey Allah in everything and act, inshallah. Now we will learn more about the blessings of fasting from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward. Each good deed receives 10 times its like, up to 700 times. Allah the Most High said, except for fasting, for it is for me, and I will give recompense for it. The fasting person leaves off his desires and his food for me. For the fasting person, there are two times of joy, a time when he breaks his fast and a time of joy when he meets his Lord. So again, sister, this is a very important hadith to clarify to us how fasting is very precious in the sight of Allah. Allah clarified to us that the reward for any good deed is up to 10 times, up to 700 times, except for fasting. The reward of fasting is not known for any human being, because Allah the Almighty said that fasting is for Allah, and Allah will be the one to give the reward for it.
That's it. So nobody knows how great is the fasting of, how great is the reward of fasting, but it is so great, more than 700 times, and only Allah knows how it is so great. Also, Allah is clarifying why the reward of fasting is so great, because Allah is saying that the fasting person leaves off his desires and his food for the sake of Allah. Accordingly, Allah will reward him a great reward. Also, this hadith is informing us that the fasting person will have two times of joy. Number one, when he breaks his fast, because he was, you know, he was supposed to be having very hungry and thirsty, so he will start to eat and drink, and he will feel that he was strong regarding obeying Allah, and he can obey Allah for around 14 hours, okay, in spite of the fact having the food around, but he controlled himself, and he was patient, and he was an obedient servant to Allah, so he will have joy at the time of breaking the fast, and also when he will meet Allah the Almighty, and Allah will inform him about the great reward for his fasting. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting is a shield with which a servant protects himself from the fire. How? By obeying the commands of Allah regarding the fasting. And also during fasting, we are not leaving only the food and drink, but we are leaving the bad manners, and leaving the bad manners also will be rewarded from Allah, and the reward of fasting is so great. All the reward regarding fasting is a shield protecting the fasting person from the fire. We must remember all these blessings, sisters, when we have the intention to fast the month of Ramadan. You are fasting the month of Ramadan and you are the winner, because you will receive great reward. You will receive a great reward in the worldly life. Allah will answer your supplication when you break your fast, and Allah will forgive your sins when you call on Him, and Allah will answer your supplications inshallah. And also you will have great reward regarding being fasting and obeying Allah, and you have a shield from the hellfire. Every night when you have the intention to fast the next day, always send to yourself this message of trust and hope in Allah. Myself, when I will fast today, tomorrow inshallah, I will have a shield from the hellfire. This is a great goal for me in my life. I am very thankful to Allah that He will help me to fast tomorrow, because I am the winner. I will receive all the blessings from Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, on the day of judgment, fasting will say, Oh my Lord, I prevented him from food and desire, so accept my intercession for him. So this is another blessing regarding fasting the month of Ramadan, is that on the day of judgment, your fasting will be waiting for you to intercede for you, when actually every one of us will be looking for intercession. The only two whom they will intercede on the day of judgment, other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is your fasting and the Holy Quran. Both of them will intercede for you. And both of them are mostly active in our life during the month of Ramadan. We are fasting in the month of Ramadan, and we are very close, inshallah, to the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan. So again and again, remind yourself that my fasting will intercede for me, and my Quran will intercede for me. So I have a great opportunity in the month of Ramadan, because maybe this is my last Ramadan in the worldly life. Only Allah knows. So let me always consider this Ramadan as my last Ramadan. So inshallah, I will try to have my fasting to intercede for me, and my Quran. I will try to be obedient to Allah and to be in the best shape with Allah, because I am the one who is in need of all these good deeds, because maybe there will be no more Ramadan for me. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are in the month of Ramadan, in every day and night